I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
22-year-old Hunter is kind of a big deal in Tallahassee, Florida, at least in the theater scene. He stars in a lot of their local productions. Most recently, he was the lead in the play How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, a Bernie Madoff story.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if you can really succeed in business if you don't try, right?
I don't think you can, but when he wasn't acting, he was trying to succeed in business by committing crimes. Hunter was arrested on Tuesday for embezzlement. Almost $77,000 he embezzled from his day job.
Not good.
At a real estate company. He was a receptionist, too, so it's like, wait a minute. He would collect checks from properties that the company was managing and then log them into the system. One of the company's accountants finally noticed something was up in October, and the owners investigated, and they figured out exactly what he was doing. They reported him to police. He's facing charges for grand theft, fraud, and forgery, and also some bad news. He was supposed to be starring in Singing in the Rain, which is a wonderful, wonderful play on Singing in the Rain.
An idea, maybe, he could have still performed if he would have actually just tried. Instead of embezzled to get money.
It's always easy to second guess stuff, isn't it, Alex? You try being Hunter and live that life.
That's right.
Yeah, no word if he'll be released in time. Let's go to Pennsylvania. A guy named Glenn Florey, and the reason I give you his full name is very important. He went to a bank earlier this month, and he robbed the place using a note, which is kind of a common thing to do. The note said, "Just give me the money and nothing else will happen." And then he signed his name under the note.
Wow.
His real name, Glenn Florey. Yeah, the tellers gave him around $1,300 cash, and the cops, well, they looked at the surveillance tape and they studied the signature, and wait a minute, this is actually Glenn Florey. This is the guy that was behind the robbery.
So, oh my gosh.
It took 4 hours, but yes, the police tracked him down. Your next story, a Florida woman was arrested after attacking her husband because he forgot their wedding anniversary.
Well, it's kind of warranted at that point.
No, I get that, but do you really attack the person? Because she went crazy. This lady actually punched her husband.
Yeah, you gotta slap him around a little bit for that one, I think.
In the head and face several times and scratched his neck and his chest. The victim was smart, though. He took out his phone and videoed her attacking, which led to her arrest. She's been arrested and charged with domestic violence. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll make it to another anniversary. Maybe they won't.
Free her.
And your final... You would outside. Like, let her go.
Let her go.
And your final story today on the Joe and Alex Show. Fire crews in Spain were called to free a hotel guest. He wasn't being held by a domestic abuser. He was actually stuck. His testicles got trapped in a plastic folding chair.
Ow.
Yeah. Apparently what had happened is he sat down in the hotel room. He was naked. Yep. The man, believed to be in his 60s or 70s, somewhere in that age range, sat in the chair ahead of taking a shower. And I guess... something happened that he got trapped. His nuts got trapped in the slats of the chair. Three fire engine crews had to be called to the hotel before he could be freed. Oh, we got it. Wait, hold on. I think we got it. Wait. Okay, there we go. He's free. The man was able to stand up but had to be treated for minor injuries.
Ow, that hurts me, and I don't even got any of those.
I don't know if mine aren't big enough or I'm just not old that they go that low, but I don't know how... I've heard stories of guys of that happening, and also like when they go to sit down on the toilet, they get trapped between the toilet and the seat.
Ow.
But I feel like that would have to hang so low.
So low.
Producer MYK, have you ever had a near call with that?
Not at all.
I've almost zipped myself up a time or two. Like if you're not being careful in a rush, that's possible as a guy.
Do your beans hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulders like a cotton in a bowl?
Can you hang low? Oh, hold on, I got it. Okay, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Pat McAfee has signed a contract with WWE. He won't be in the ring doing figure four leg locks, but he will be a part of WWE's pre-show panel next month. On April 7th, fans can tune into the next TakeOver New Orleans pre-show stream to see McAfee on the mic. In a profanity-laced video she posted online, Cardi B blasted the government for taking 40% of her money and wants to know what they do with it.
So you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate like, when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America.
Yeah, Cardi is preaching. Taxation is theft. I think Cardi is secretly Republican and doesn't realize it.
Cardi's so dumb.
Bill and Hillary Clinton have at least a one-way open marriage. That is according to the former president's pollster, Mark Penn, who served as a pollster for Bill Clinton in the 1990s and chief strategist for Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign, talked about the couple's relationship in his new book. Penn says their open marriage was possibly not by choice. He even references Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright's characters on the hit political drama House of Cards, where the fictional first couple, Frank and Claire Underwood, have numerous partners, including one who sleeps at the White House. That has been, by the way, long rumored to be true for years and years and years, that Bill and Hillary have an open marriage, and that a lot of people say that she actually dates women. Matthew Perry is secretly dating Ben Stiller's estranged wife, Christine Taylor. Sources say Perry has known Taylor almost as long as Stiller has and was head over heels for her when she guest starred on Friends. Stiller and Taylor separated last May after 17 years of marriage and two kids. Sources say the Friends actor loves the idea of being a stepdad, and she is looking for a guy with ambition, a sense of humor like Perry. Sean Penn is overacting. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning set to air this weekend, Penn revealed that he doesn't enjoy acting anymore. He said, "It can be great when you're working with good actors or good directors or good writing as an exercise, but I do believe that, do I believe that it has a lasting value? Maybe I can make the argument intellectually, but I don't have a visceral. I'm not in love with that anymore." Despite being in the entertainment industry for 40 years, Penn admits that his lack of interest has been true for some time. Last night, Pink tweeted and announced that she's going to be postponing Friday's concert because of her family battling the flu. She said, "I'm absolutely gutted to announce that tomorrow's show, March 23rd, will be postponed. I will absolutely be back to perform for you all, and I'm grateful for you wanting to come and be with us. Our entire family has been battling this awful virus and flu for 2 weeks now, and I've battled my way through these shows because postponing sucks." Alyssa Milano took to social media to slam Wendy's because they haven't joined the coalition of Immokalee Workers Fair Food Program. It's an initiative inspired in part by the Me Too program or movement that demands safe working conditions and looks to end sexual harassment in farm fields. Now, explain this to me. Doesn't Me Too cover ending sexual harassment in any workplace? I don't really get the separate thing, but anyway. So Wendy's, supposedly according to them, stopped buying tomatoes from Florida when the Fair Food Program was incorporated there, and now they buy their tomatoes from Mexico, according to BoycottWendy's.org. But Wendy's says this has been an ongoing campaign against Wendy's, and this group is spreading false and misleading information about the brand and our business practices in their continuing effort to extract a financial commitment from us. Yeah, Wendy's! World star!
Hey, where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we have long upheld high standards of quality and a strong commitment to human dignity throughout our business and our supply chain. We have no tolerance for anything less. Danielle Fishel of Boy Meets World fame has announced her engagement to Drop the Mic executive producer Jensen Karp. On Instagram, she wrote, "I woke up today thinking it would be a normal day, and it was anything but normal. I put on my Genghis Cohen t-shirt and went to see Jensen at work, where I proceeded to screw up a very romantic marriage proposal by being too efficient." And then she wrote in parentheses, "This is very on brand for me." The future Mr. and Mrs. Karp are now engaged, and no one is more excited than I am. While it's unclear how long the pair have been dating, Karp has been sharing photos of her on Instagram since last June. She was previously married to Tom Belusco for 2 years. They divorced in May 2016. And Demi Lovato talked about her old AIM screen names in a recent interview.
"What was your old AOL screen name? Do you remember, like, from when you were a kid?
Demilicious.
Demilicious!
And I had one, Little Kelly.
Okay.
Because I was obsessed with Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Seriously?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was your guys'? Do you remember your AOL screen name?
Sexy Penguin 1234.
What about you, Producer MYK? Did you have a screen name on AOL? Did you, like, what was your AOL screen name? Do you remember it?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Mine was MC Papa Pesh. I think it's because that was when I was in my rapping phase.
That's right.
Back in the day right there.
Epic. Extra co-host Mario Lopez was baptized in the Jordan River 10 days before Easter, which falls on April 1st. So he's Catholic, shared videos of the special moment on Thursday via his Twitter account, and opened up about the moving experience. He said, "We are at the Jordan River where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. I'm about to get baptized. It's a beautiful day. There's a really cool Catholic priest that's going to do me the honors. And there's a sermon going on right now. So I'm going to join these fine folks. And then bam, it's on."
Oh, God.
In a second video, Lopez is led into the river by two Catholic priests, one of whom asks him a series of questions, including, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ? And do you intend to serve him all your life?" He answered in every single question with a firm, "Yes, I do." That is the garbage.
And now,
Live the Web Girl's Zodiac Zone.
I've been looking forward to this one. It's been a little bit.
I know. We had a break.
Aquarius, your hunger strike for whatever cause you're fighting for now needs to come to an end because you can be such a brat when you're hangry. And also, you know you're low-key doing it to lose weight. Pisces, your weird collection of Girl Scout badges is just so bizarre. You go to thrift stores all over Indy to try to find them, and you have like hundreds now, and you weren't even a Girl Scout when you were little. It's just confusing.
That's very weird.
Aries, you need a freaking beach umbrella for all of the shade you have been throwing around. You're like Wendy Williams clone, and trust me, one Wendy Williams is enough for this world.
Amen.
Taurus, stop bragging to everyone in your office about how your boyfriend can beat anyone at Fortnite and talking about how that one time he won. Majority of your office has no idea what you're talking about. Gemini, you're low-key a fraud. You have all of these books you keep in your apartment and carry around and take hip pictures with using the caption, "My current read." But let's be honest, the last time you read a book was sophomore year of high school.
Ooh.
Also, everyone knows the glasses you wear aren't even prescription.
Oh, God.
Cancer, you spread rumors like an STI. You have multiple group chats just dedicated to your gossip. It's like a full-time job for yourself. You stir the pot, then just sit back to watch like it's an episode of The Bachelor. And Leo, you're always humble bragging about your healthy lifestyle to your friends and on Instagram. Then you turn around and bake yourself in the tanning bed like a piece of meat. Those things are like a cancer bed.
It's true.
You're a walking contradiction. And Libra, stop trying to hotbox your car with E6. You're constantly getting pulled over and confusing the hell out of cops because you can't even get high off of those things.
Jewel-like.
What are you doing?
You gotta vape more. Turn it up. Turn up the cloud.
Scorpio, you're a closet kleptomaniac. It all started by jokingly stealing things from bars, but now you have an entire collection of stolen salt shakers from all over Indianapolis. No one needs 46 salt shakers. You need to get a grip. And Sagittarius, you get sucked into a black hole of conspiracy theories. Mm. You believe in the Illuminati, that the government is watching us through our iPhones, and that Alexas are just secret servant agents living in our homes speaking to us.
They are.
Capricorn, you are wound up so tight, your roommates are calling you Kim Jong-un behind your back. It's time you take off your dictator hat and let your hair down this weekend. And that is my Zodiac Zone.
Thank you so much. Live the Web Girl. Check it out. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's do it. Bubble Guppies. We've got tickets for you. We got to get some teammates here to play Finish the Lyrics. Let's go to Kelly. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today, Kelly?
Hi, guys. I'm going to go with my 5-year-old's opinion. She wants to be on Team Joe.
Oh, that's surprising.
Number one, how dare you?
The mentality. 5 years old.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I could have sworn you were like, Alex. I'm like, okay.
Your 5-year-old is dead to me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
They might love your show.
Yeah, but not me. It's fine. It's fine.
As you can tell, when Alex and I don't get picked, we handle it really well.
It's fine. I'm texting my therapist right now.
Cool. And then let's get Brian. Brian, you're on Team Alex. Is anybody upset about that too or no?
No, my 4-year-old listens to your show, so I guess she's fine with that.
Okay,
just wondering. Like, I'm glad people listen. Honestly, can we do a thing real quick? Can everybody listening tell 3 friends so, like, we have more people listening to the show?
Right now, we have 2. We have these 2 people on the phone. That's
so
it.
If we could get 5, our bosses would really appreciate that. But is our show too young for 4-year-olds?
Is it too young? I think we're kind of targeting, you know, like just the fetuses.
Yes,
that's really our target audience.
Like 30 weeks and like 20 to 30 weeks.
Yeah, 20 to 30 weeks.
To pregnant stomachs. That's all we
that's right.
That's our sweet spot. Sometimes we'll get up to 32 weeks when we're having a really mature discussion, but you know.
Fun fact, somebody here on the show actually has a pregnant like fetish.
Producer MYK.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody on the show does, though. It's interesting.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
All right. Hey, guys, before we begin,
it's
you know.
It's not Joe because he's not paying for anybody else's kids.
Oh, I get it. Joe's into the pregnant fetish, but he's talking about his own tummy.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
We each get three songs. We can listen to the song up to two times, so listen closely. We have to guess what the next word is when that song ends. Producer MYK will be the judge of that. We can ask our teammates for help one time. Once again, Team Joe has got Kelly and her five-year-old, and then Alex has got Brian and the four-year-old. Okay, are we ready to begin, gang?
Yes.
Alex, as always, ladies, choose. Do you want to go first or second today?
I don't remember. Did I go first last time? I think I went second, so I'll go first this time.
All right, here is you and Brian's song. Good luck.
You're in my blood, you're in my veins, you're in my head.
Yeah.
You're in my blood, you're in my veins, you're in my head. I'm saying you could never set the world the way that you move, babe. And I could try to run, but it would be useless.
What is that word? What is it? Play a little more for
I'll give you 5 seconds. Here you go.
I know the tune. Brian, do you happen to know? After she says,
I don't.
You don't know?
No.
All right. Well, then I'm blaming you for this loss.
Already losing and the game just started. Okay.
Can be useless. Okay. I'm going to say don't. Final answer.
Whoops, sorry,
what?
I don't know. Hit the wrong one, my bad. Here we go.
You're to blame?
You're to blame.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, I kind of think I know how our next song starts out. All right, here we go. Team Joe and Kelly, listen closely.
Bad things.
There's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I think it's like 50 dubs, but I'm gonna tag in Kelly already. Do you know the next word there, Kelly, for finish the lyrics?
I'll go with what you say, 50.
That's terrible. Okay, let's hear it one more time.
Me, I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I think it's like 50, so I'm going to go with 50. I don't know if it's 50 dubs, 50 what? Final answer, 50.
50 dub,
So is that like 50,000 right there? Is that what that means? In hip hop speak?
No, it means 50,000 Jolly Ranchers.
Dude, those are the best, right?
He loves those.
All right,
it's
Alex.
Actually means something about his dead friend, I think, that's tatted on it.
Oh, 50 dub. His buddy.
R.I.P. 50 dubs.
Yeah, awkward. I did not mean to make it sad
so
like that.
So disrespectful.
I didn't mean to.
I can't even believe us.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to take it there this morning.
That's not the next song, actually.
I know. Just trying to do a moment of apology right here. Okay, I think we're good. Alex, are you ready for your second round? Maybe get on the board. Here is your song.
The final answer.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, final answer, the.
What is it?
All.
Ugh.
All right, well.
Ariana.
I don't know what's happening to Alex, but this could be two losses in a row. Let's see what we do here with our second song for Team Joe and Kelly.
You say I'll never get your blessing till the day.
Oh my God, I hate this song with a passion.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? Marry that girl. Marry her anyway. Marry that girl.
Oh, crap. I know it's not the same thing again. I'm gonna have to hear it again. It's like, marry that girl. All right, let's hear the last 5 seconds.
Marry that girl. Marry her anyway.
I'm going to say don't. Like, I think he's saying, like, he doesn't care what they say or something. Final answer, don't for the win.
No matter what you
say. No! I left the door open here. Okay.
Isn't it don't?
No matter what.
No matter what they say.
Oh, okay.
I thought he said don't matter what you say.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All right.
It sounds like he's saying don't.
Yeah. Wait, did producer MYK get this wrong?
I never get it wrong.
Okay.
Fun fact about me, I love all types of music, anything, literally, gospel, whatever.
German
all,
polka.
All kinds. The only type of music that I absolutely cannot stand with the burning passion is reggae. Anything reggae
racist.
Influenced. It's
racist.
Not racist. I just can't stand it. When Blurred Lines came out, I hated that song. I hated this song when this came out. Anything that sounds kind of reggae-ish.
Blurred Lines is not reggae.
It has that kind of reggae-ish beat.
No, it does not.
It does too. Sounds similar. I can't stand it.
All right, here is your song, Alex. If you miss this, we win, okay? Here it is.
Drunk and alone, too.
Don't let him in. Don't let me kick him out again. Three.
God, I'm really not doing good at all on this.
Did you get sleep last night?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I didn't know why you were doing so bad today.
Okay, go back.
All right, here's 5 seconds.
Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again. Three.
Like, again, I can hear the beat, but I'm not crazy about these songs, and so that's why I don't really care about the words or know them. So I'm just going to say your final answer.
All right, this could tie it. If not, we got a win for Team Joe and Kelly.
Don't be a stranger.
Oh, no.
Nobody shocked.
Wow. Wrapping up the week on a losing streak. Okay, congratulations going out to Kelly and her 5-year-old.
Beavis, we love her.
Don't get too excited, anybody. Brian,
I made up her name, so we don't know it.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Kelly, we're hooking you up with Bubble Guppy
her
tickets.
And Beavis. That's her daughter.
What? Hey, real quick. Kelly, what's your kid's name?
Not Butthead.
Olivia.
Olivia. Olivia Beavis is her middle name. That's what it was.
Bevis.
Right. Oh, pronounced Bevis. It's French.
Congratulations. The Bubble Guppies are going to be there Sunday, March 25th at the Old National Center.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Friday, your chance to get on, really easy to do. You just email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. That link's on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, and you can also DM us there. Once again, that is Joe and Alex Show, and we'll talk to you. Just like today, we are talking to, I believe, who is this? Kat.
Yep.
Kat, hello. You are on the Joe and Alex Show, and why are you on the show today for Freak Show Friday?
Okay, hi. Okay, first I would like to say straight, you know, from the beginning, I'm straight. I have a boyfriend who I've been seeing for 2.5 years, and I have never, ever wanted to be with a woman or have been with a woman. Okay,
okay, interesting disclosure here for whatever we're about to get into.
We didn't ask for your preference, but okay.
Well, here it goes, right? I have this kind of weird secret habit. It's just kind of one of those things people do that no one knows about, you know, your own little thing. Okay, so my dad actually used to be a detective when I was growing up. He was with the IMPD.
Yeah.
And he always called female, all right? Yeah, but he always referred to female parts as their forensic file.
Like, I know. Like this.
And he joked that it because.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just. The forensic files. I'm trying to understand this. Continue.
And he jokes that it's because there's a lot of DNA down there. I know it's a little gross, but, you know, kind of funny. So anyways, my sister and I both say forensic file. So my weird secret habit that I have is I secretly wonder about every single woman's, you know, forensic file. That I see, and I just kind of wonder if they have an innie or an outie.
An innie or an outie. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I get it.
Hold on. Wait. What?
An innie or an outie.
Oh, that? Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh,
so, Kat, you wonder about every woman you see if they have an innie or an outie.
I can't even control it. The idea comes to my head, and I'm just like, I just have to wonder about everyone, people I know, celebrities, women sitting next to me.
Wait
at
a
the
minute.
Movies.
So, like your grandma, you wonder if grandma's got an innie or an outie.
Oh, gosh. Not her, right?
You know, I think we probably wondered that as a kid, as an adult. Just like, it yeah, it doesn't even exist, but like other people, you know, people standing in line at the grocery store, I just wonder. And it's pure morbid curiosity, you know? But it just, I can't get it out of my head.
Saying an innie or an outie is probably the funniest and least offensive way I've heard somebody describe that, but I'm all for it. And I do, honestly, as a straight woman, I kind of know what you mean because I...
Wait, you wonder too?
Well, with celebrities, I've definitely wondered that. Like, I remember when Jade from The Bachelor and Chris Soule season, like, she did some Playboy pictures.
Okay.
Some naked, like, full nude photos. And I remember going to look because I was curious if she was an innie or an outie too.
What was she? Was she? I didn't see it.
She's kind of an in-betweener. She's got an innie outie.
We have the meat.
All right. That's interesting. Well, hold on. So why don't we ask Kat some celebrities then?
Like who what she thinks they would be?
Yeah, like since you brought up celebrity. Okay. What about this one of my favorite and I think I've actually seen her naked, but Jennifer Lawrence. Katniss.
Jennifer Lawrence, I think she'd be an outie.
Really? Why?
Oh, no, don't ruin it for me.
No, I do. I don't know. It's just she's a little wild, right? I don't know. Just she just seems outie to me.
What about Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, God.
I got a thing for redheads.
That thing needs to be taken out to the pasture.
Excuse you.
I think she's a little blown out, guys. Seriously.
Is that, I'm not going to say that word. Is that the same thing? Does that affect an innie or an outie, or are those just different things?
It's just an exaggerated version of one thing.
Okay, what about Mandy Moore?
Mandy Moore, I think she's an innie.
Yeah, I think she's an innie, too.
Hey, where's the beef?
All right, you guys get it, right?
Yes, I think after Alex kind of get... Alex showed me without... Well, okay, Alex...
Wait a minute!
Alex didn't necessarily show me, but she gave me a visual. Let me ask you this then, because Alex, I'm surprised you haven't done it yet, or maybe you're afraid to know. What about Taylor Swift? What do you think there, Kat?
100%.
I think she's a little bit of both, but I see why you would think full innie, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Taylor Swift, definitely.
We have the meat.
No way!
Yes way!
There's not a chance... No way. Hell would have to freeze over before I would believe that.
Well,
I think
you
people
can be in
do
denial.
I think guys especially think about this, but I do think girls think about this too. And I also am totally on board with saying forensic file now for the rest of my life. That is the funniest thing ever, by the way, Kat. And I love that your name is Kat for this whole discussion. The whole thing is just, it's amazing. But I kind of am curious. Like, I kind of want people to call us with different celebrities and ask us what we think.
Like
our
opinion? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are we only talking about females, like whether, you know, it's an innie?
Hey, where's the meat?
Or where it's an outie?
We have the meat.
Or are we talking about guys, too? Because they don't necessarily have that, but some things, you know, are...
No, guys, no. This is an innie or an outie discussion is just for women.
All right. Okay, because I just...
I want to know,
too. It's funny that Kat brings it up, because I sometimes, not all the time, but I kind of wonder about guys.
What?
Well, I'm not... Listen.
Like, you wonder what about guys?
They're all outies.
No, in America.
In the UK, maybe innies. They might be wearing a sweater.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. They're all out, but I kind of sometimes wonder if a guy is, you know, like the sweater word. There you go. But
the sweater word, or you just wonder how big people are?
Well, I mean, that's a different thing, though, too. I hear girls all the time talking about, like, oh.
Yeah, that's normal. But
are you talking turtleneck sweater or what?
Yeah, turtleneck sweater. Not necessarily like, you know. I don't know.
I don't think guys think about other guys like that, but I think girls do wonder about other women, and that's what I'm curious about. Number one, I want you to give us a celebrity name, and then we can roundtable discuss if we think they're an innie or an outie.
Hey,
number two, I want to know if other women do what Kat does, and if you're like kind of morbidly curious, like to know if other women are innies or outies.
Kat, do you work out and go to the gym?
I do.
Okay, so I'm getting an idea. Do you shower after you're done at the gym?
I shower at home because I kind of don't trust myself around, you know, I think I would glance.
Have you glanced even if you weren't in the shower, maybe just changing and you said, hey, I think they're an innie or an outie. Have you been able to confirm your what is it, forensic file suspicions?
A couple of times, yes. But to be honest, with what people are wearing now, you almost don't even need to be in the dressing room.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Well, this is I don't know. I don't think you're as freaky as you are, as you might say for Freak Show Friday. But this is really this is interesting. Hey, Kat, thank you for calling in this morning to be on Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Well, we'll see. I don't know if anybody's going to call in, but it's 317-239-1009. Explain one more time what you're looking for, Alex, with people calling in.
If you're a female, do you wonder what other women have going on down there, if they're an innie or an outie?
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
And give us some female celebrities, and we'll discuss if we think they're an innie or an outie.
We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show.
She's a very freaky girl. She's a
freak.
She's super freaky.
Interesting. We talked to Kat this morning for Freak Show Friday, who always wonders, since she was, I guess, younger, about women's forensic files. That's what her dad calls. Dad called the lady parts area. I think you could put two and two together, forensic files, lady parts, because there's often a lot of DNA there. Yep. I think that's what he told her.
That's what he said. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Former detective here in Indy. 317-239-1009. We started a conversation off with her just talking about, okay, well, what celebrities do we think might, you know, be an actual innie?
Hey, where's the meat?
Or what celebrity might be an outie?
We have the meat.
Let's go to line number one real quick and talk to Lee. What's up, Lee?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What do you want to say for Freak Show Friday, or maybe you had a question for us?
Okay, so I apologize first. I thought you guys were talking about belly button,
no.
Innie and outie.
Oh.
Now that you
no.
described it, I'm not really even sure what that means. I mean, I get it, but I guess I haven't seen enough of those.
Yeah.
All right, well, real quick, because I don't want to, I'm sorry, this is one thing I don't want to break down and explain. But let's work. You do get it. Okay.
I get it. So, okay. Alex, how about you, girl?
Me?
We have the meat.
Now, I am not. All right, here's what I will say.
Oh, she is. If she's not saying that she, is an innie.
Hey, where's the meat?
Give it
oh,
up.
My God.
What is it?
I will say I look like Malibu Barbie down there. That is what I will say. And
no.
I my parents are really proud of me for that.
Your hair shape. Wait. Your hair shape, girl, right?
I go to Ideal Image.
Awesome.
I don't have hair.
To be perfectly clear, this has got nothing to do with hair.
Yeah, this isn't a hair debate. This is something else.
Wow, you heard it here first on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex.
We have the meat.
No.
I can't believe you shared that. All right, Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning?
Jessica said Kim Kardashian is definitely an outie, LMFAO.
No way.
You would think that, but no, I've seen the video.
Yeah, she's not. I had to see it too because I was also curious in a straight chick way of I just needed to know if she was, needing to be let out to pasture, so to speak. And she isn't. She's like, she's a little clam all neat and tidy down there.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much of a clam it is now after all the destruction done to it, but
she survived Ray J.
Well, if you call that a possible thing. Brittany on the Joe and Alex Show, who do you want us to kind of speculate about?
I was thinking about Beyonce.
Oh, Queen B. Oh, I think definitely that she's an innie.
Hey,
yeah.
Where's the beat?
I would guess an innie.
Producer MYK, what do you think?
Or a little bit of both. I could see her being in the middle.
Yeah, I was
Peek-a-boo.
Thinking the middle.
What? You were thinking the middle? What brought you to that conclusion?
Just to see how she acts and everything and how her body type is.
Oh, so you're saying that a certain body type could determine between...
Hey, where's the meat?
And where, you know...
We have the meat.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Okay.
All right.
Well, is anyone on the phone that does what Kat does and actually does think about other women's forensic files?
What's up, G? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you do that?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm a straight girl, but I have to say I'm definitely curious. And I kind of agree with Joe, who said that this isn't as weird as it sounds, because I feel like we've all been doing this for years, even since middle school, thinking about, like, other ladies upstairs pepperoni situations.
That's true. I remember sleepovers in middle school, all of us checking each other out, seeing what's going on.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my
God. I mean, that can ruin a good set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure, doing your thing all of a sudden. Now, all right, what do you think with Alex? What do you think she is?
What? Hey, okay, we already
I'd say they're teeny. I'm going with teeny because she's cute.
We don't need to discuss my entire body today.
No, we did enough.
Talk about the pepperonis, the dimes, the bologna slice.
No, we're talking about the forensic file, not about the pepperoni slices.
Oh, she brought up the pepperonis.
Oh, okay. So you think, okay, what about Liv the Web Girl?
I've never seen her. I don't know.
Joe and Alex Show, go on our Instagram and let us know, okay?
Dear God.
Gee, you've seen Joe, right?
Okay, I'll get back with you. Joe, those things have to be beautiful Hershey kisses.
No.
We have the meat.
There we go. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. All right, let's do a few more. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
I don't like how low you're speaking and the breathing situation going on.
He might be asthmatic or emphysema. Hold on. Hi, Christopher. What did you want to say?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Oh, she's from Harry Potter, isn't she?
She's an outie.
Yeah.
Now, why do you say that? Is it just because of her attitude or what? Like, what makes you think that, Alex?
Something about her just looks like she'd just be disappointing down there.
Well, who's to say though? Like, well, you say it's disappointing, Christopher. You sound like right now, as I'm hearing you in the background, creepily, like breathe heavy and giggle. Do you? Are you into the meats?
We have the meats.
Yeah.
So that's what your preference
that's
is.
That's his saying. So he's like Emma Watson. Bring on the meats. Interesting. All right, man.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hang up on him because I'm getting creeped out.
Yeah. When you start talking about the forensic files, what do you think is gonna come out?
Yeah. We'll show you the DNA, Alex.
Oh my God! What was that? The breathing? I can't.
I think he's done now. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Garrett Brown.
What's up, dude? Thanks for the full name. We appreciate that. What do you think?
Now we can find you.
Like, who do you want us to look up or guess about?
Here's something to think about. I forget when I realized this, but a few years ago, I started correlating like facial lips with, you know, others. And sometimes you can kind of correlate the two.
Do they correlate?
What? I don't think so.
I know what you're saying right there. So thin lip, yeah, I get that. Do you think that's true or not?
I think it's true, yeah.
From experience, though, or just speculation?
Both.
If guys are looking at my mouth and trying to figure out what I look like down there, I'm going to start talking like this, like an old man with no teeth.
You know what's funny,
though? I'm going to do this now, from now on.
But explain to me then, Alex, if that's true, why are you always getting lip injections?
We have the meat.
I don't understand this. Hey, thank you for all your calls this morning and social media. Go ahead, tweet us. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, some more people, and we'll reply and kind of speculate who we think out there either doesn't have the meats or does have the meats.
We have a really good tweet from Julia. She said, at Joe and Alex Show, Jamie Lee Curtis, born hermaphrodite, had her outie removed here in Indy after puberty hit, confirmed by my old professor. Hashtag the more you know. I feel educated, Julia. I don't know if she's had it all removed and all that stuff. She still might have some, you know, you may not have been able to clean up everything, so I'd say she's an outie.
Wow. Okay.
She just might have, like, you know, trimmed up some length.
Take it to our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. This is something that I found interesting, and Alex, obviously, this you can commentate on it and give opinions, but you know nothing about it because you're waiting till you're married. But this is according to UK's. It's like a magazine, I believe it's called Pop B. Or Pop by H or something like that. It's a pop magazine in the UK. And they say Leonardo, according to people that know, Leonardo DiCaprio likes to wear earbuds or like headphones when he's hooking up, when he's doing his thing.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't give the details.
Me off.
Now, it goes a step further with Pitbull, Mr. 305. He likes to wear shades the entire time.
Where are you getting this?
I just told you. I'm not making it up. It's according to UK's Pop by H, whatever magazine, whatever this thing is.
That is such BS. What is this? The National Enquirer, like the version of that in the UK? There is no way.
Listen, I'm surprised this didn't make the garbage, to be honest with you. I think you're slipping. Now, what do you think about all that? Would you be okay if a guy, like maybe he's like listening to like, it's the eye of the tiger. Like maybe he's getting pumped up when he's doing it.
Either
or do you think
one
he's
of
so
those,
bored?
I'm out. No, thank you. So like, be focused on me, be into me. I don't want you to have to need distractions to be able to get through it, for Pete's sake.
What if the guy was wearing glasses, though? Like Pitbull.
Sunglasses or eyeglasses?
Sunglasses.
I mean, sunglasses, yeah, that's freaking weird. Anyone that wears their sunglasses indoors is a weirdo.
But eyeglasses would be okay because he needs to see where he's going and what he's doing if he's got really bad vision.
Well, yeah, I understand eyeglasses, but sunglasses, no.
What about you, producer MYK? I mean, everywhere I see you go, you're always wearing that fedora. Like, when you hook up with chicks, are you wearing that fedora on your head?
Absolutely, yeah, we're both wearing fedoras.
I was going to say...
You are both wearing them!
What, the girl has a fedora on too?
Absolutely.
Touch my fedora. Oh my God, like that, the fedora falls off. Stop. Put it back on.
I can't.
All right, I just was wondering if anybody else did that. And I want to ask Alex, but I can't. But producer MYK, when you're doing that, do you wear socks or socks off?
Joe, please don't visualize me doing that.
It's a conversation I'm trying to have right now. So socks on or off?
I'll never tell.
Oh my God. I feel like you're the kind of person that wears socks, which is weird.
I feel like it depends on...
Fully naked.
Wouldn't it depend on how fast you were trying? Like, it depends on the situation. Like, if you're going through a quickie or you're doing the Mile High Club and stuff, you might leave some clothes on because you're like trying to get it in and out.
I'll agree with that. That's like a quick situation. Let's say normal situation, you're hooking up. Like, it wasn't in an airplane or
I would say
some quick to go.
Socks off.
Of course. Shoes off. Chains off.
If your shoes are on, unless they're high heels and you're a chick, that's weird.
I don't know. Maybe though, like you're in a really rough terrain, like Live the Web
hiking
Girl.
Hiking boots.
Yeah, like Live the Web Girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're doing it outside,
I guess. 6 hours on top of a mountain. I wonder
after
what
you climb
there.
A mountain for 6 hours, I think you're passing out. I don't think you're doing anything else.
Very basic. I'm going to do the mountain position. I'm just going to sit here. There we go. Wow. What a glorious occasion it is.
I'm already crying.
When a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, or a person and an animal.
Whatever your flavor.
Whatever you love, or a person in a train station, when they tell each other they love each other and they marry each other, that's truly special. Am I right?
That's right.
Am I right? Okay. And in the room right now with us, we have a man and we have a woman. Their names, Megan and Sawyer.
Our
ladies and gentlemen.
White Castle wedding winners.
Say good morning. Here we go.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Excited to be here.
All right. You guys realize you're going to be married in about 24 hours, a little over that.
Lord.
Are you been freaking out like about the weather at all? Because I know a lot of women especially freak out like if it rains on their wedding day. Tomorrow we're probably going to get 3 to 6 inches of snow.
A blizzard.
It's better than rain. It won't mess my hair up so much.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay. So let's see here. Megan, you're in the Army. Sawyer, you're in the Marines. Is that how you guys met? Like, how did these two people come together to be in the White Castle wedding and on the Joe and Alex show?
Well, you want to tell the story? Or?
All right. So he came into my work. I was working ID cards, and he needed an ID. And he comes in his uniform, and I'm like, whew. Who is that? Yes. So I introduced him to Groupon, Pokemon Go. We just kind of started talking. And he's like, well, I'll see you around. I'm like, he didn't ask me for my number or anything.
It was a professional setting.
It was terrible. And then he came back. I was like, this has to be something.
I needed some more.
So again, he was about to leave and said, all right, I'll see you around. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Second time in a row, did not ask for my number. So I found him on Facebook and I stalked him.
Oh, you're just like Alex.
Wait, but did you actually message him then?
Oh,
yourself?
I did.
See, I'm too scared to do that because I feel like they're not interested if they don't do the reaching out.
What did you do? Did you message him like, hey, Sawyer, this is Megan from blah, blah, blah. I think we forgot your number.
Yeah, what was your opening line there?
I was like, hey, so I know how you said I'll see you around. I'm like, I really want to. So
that's cute.
Yeah, since Dude. You were too afraid to ask.
Okay, I had Lindsay the work off at the time. Lindsay. I had her last name on her uniform. I had nothing else. No first name.
Oh, okay,
I'm trying
okay.
Facebook. I'm like, Lindsay. Oh, there's probably hundreds of Lindsays in the
oh,
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay Army. Oh, that'll narrow it down.
So what was running through your head when you saw her picture pop up in your messages?
I was like, ooh, I've been looking for you. I mean, when we finally got together, she was like, yeah, I noticed your booty in your uniform. Wow. I was like, oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, that's military grade right there.
That's
That's awesome. So you guys, of course, are getting to marry tomorrow. We're doing this at White Castle, going on from 2 to 4. People want to stop on by, 2368. Make sure you bring like a card and a bunch of money and
stuff
like that,
too. Yeah, I mean,
like
bring a gift, for Pete's sake.
Don't just come there saying, hey, can I get a slider?
Where are you guys registered?
White Castle, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wait, we're doing the Honey Fund.
Oh, what's that?
So they're actually, people can pay for our honeymoon.
Where do you guys want to go?
Cancun.
Ooh.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
So tell me, winning the White Castle wedding, which everything that you get included with this is we provide the flowers, your wedding cake, your photographer, your limo service, the reception is, of course, going to have all the sliders and chicken rings you want. So how has that alleviated the stress of what would normally be, you know, what you would experience planning a wedding?
So we started planning a wedding before this, of course, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, like dresses and my dress and just so many different planning things. Like
yeah.
I already am a terrible planner. My friend is Pinterest. I'm not. So I am so glad that everything is planned. Like we couldn't afford a planner.
Yeah.
So this is great.
It can be expensive.
They're stressful too. And I don't know when you guys were planning there, Megan and Sawyer, but like I love my wife, Lindsay. We've been married about 2.5 years now. I legit didn't care about like hardly anything about the actual wedding as far as picking it out. It's her day. I'm just mm-hmm. the guy that gets to be married to her. But every time it was just like, why don't you care? This is our wedding.
So true.
Was that the same experience you had there, Sawyer? Like,
absolutely.
I don't care.
Megan, please just pick the food. Just please.
Well, the food's picked for you right now, and this is going to be such a fun time right now. What do you guys like to do when you're not working and stalking each other online? I mean, what do you guys enjoy doing?
Traveling, going to eat. Love eating.
What are your all's favorite, besides White Castle, of course, where else in indie local places do you guys like to go?
We love Lavino. In
oh,
Fishers.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
Lavino's
my gosh, it's
good.
So good.
That's one of my favorite places, too.
Really? Yeah. And anywhere with beer, honestly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
we got some beer drinkers.
Yes.
There we go.
Joe and his wife are big craft beer people.
Well, yeah, we like to drink anything, to be fair. But yeah, craft beer is definitely always on the list. Hey, if you're just tuning in, it is the Joe and Alex Show. And we're so excited. Tomorrow it's going down, the White Castle wedding. We're going to be marrying Megan and Sawyer, and they won our White Castle wedding. This is at 2368 East 38th Street in Indy. Did you have people that were listening live when we called you? Because you didn't know that you were going to win, Megan, but whether it was live or after, what were your friends and family's reaction? Like, holy crap, you're getting married at White Castle?
They were all laughing at me. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I just heard you on the radio. You won. I can't believe it. Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome.
I think it's the coolest thing ever. I love it. I mean, I always get chicken ring sandwiches. That's like my favorite drunk food for sure.
Oh, dude, I go there. I go there when I'm sober.
Well, that too. But there's nothing like going out and then going to White Castle afterwards. Like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, right. I get the slider. I like the jalapeno slider, the chicken ring. Yeah. Alex turned me on to the chicken ring slider.
It's an American pastime to go to White Castle day and night. I mean, they're open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys, any last minute reservations? I mean, how are you feeling? You are you nervous? Are you excited? What are you thinking?
You're both going to show up tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Please, please don't leave us standing there.
We're nervous, I think. I think we're really excited for that limo to come pick us up. That's gonna like make it feel real. It's like, oh yeah, we're going to White Castle. Here we go.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Then you guys can consummate the marriage in the limo afterwards.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that, Megan and Sawyer.
Make sure you just wait like 30 minutes or so.
All right, we'll see.
Well, we are so happy for you guys.
Yay.
We're so proud, and I'm excited. Actually, I'm really freaking nervous to be marrying you guys.
Joe, this will be the first time he's ever married somebody.
Oh, that's awesome.
His little thing saying he's ordained. It's all official. So anyone else, if you want Joe to marry you, he technically can.
Yeah, but I'm going to charge you a lot of money, but I'll do it. and here's the thing, too. I didn't want to tell you guys. Should I tell them or no?
Go for it.
About me? Okay. I think, I don't even know if Alex knows this. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. What is he supposed to wear? Because I said he's officiating a wedding. He wears a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see?
Oh, so you guys are dressing up for this.
He's wearing his Marine uniform, so.
Yes. He was going to wear jeans and a dress shirt. I said, Joe, absolutely not. You have to wear a suit. It's a wedding.
All right, I'm going to think about
that. You're going to have to go rent one today. Go rent a suit.
All right. Well, that wasn't necessarily what I was going to say. I was going to try to leave that low-key, and we'll just see what happened when it happened.
What were you going to bring up?
I was going to bring up that this is the first time that I'm a minister or an officiant, whatever they call it, where I get to marry people.
A minister.
Well, I think it said that on the thing that I bought online. Now, listen. The first wedding that I did for my good friends, where I introduced them as the couple, which I'll be doing for you guys, welcoming everybody and presenting you as a couple, I messed up. It was Brad and Shara Yules, and I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mr. Yules." I messed up on that
Mr.
part.
Mr. and Mr.?
Yeah, I said Mr. and Mr. on accident. So I just want to say I've been practicing. I want to get some more information from you guys so I don't mess this up. But just you're in good hands. That will. There's no way that could happen again.
Well, I'm sure that you really helped alleviate any nerves they had not.
All right, cool. Hey, we honestly are so happy for you. We're so excited here. Let's give it up one more time for our White Castle wedding winners. Big shout out again to our friends at White Castle. We're going to be marrying them tomorrow, 2 to 4 is the ceremony, 2368 East 38th Street in Indy. Megan and Sawyer, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now it's time for Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. This is stuff that may make the news, may not, but I don't know. I'm losing my news anchor voice, guys.
It's kind of fine to me.
Did it? Okay. I'm not going to share the news tonight, but here it's what Joe wants to talk about. So, the Austin bomber called himself a psychopath, no kidding, in a confession video found on his phone. He said, "I wish I was sorry, but I am not." He threatened he would go into a crowded McDonald's and blow himself up if the cops closed in on him. Ha ha, sucker. Didn't work, did it? He didn't explain an explanation, though, why he carried out the attacks in the recording. The 23-year-old, and I call him terrorist. By the way, why the hell are we not calling this guy a terrorist? He is.
I think they just meant that it wasn't ISIS-related or whatever. It wasn't like it was that kind of a thing. But it was, I agree with you. I think that is still terrorism.
We always just think, like, if it's a Muslim person, it's terrorist.
Well, that's not true.
No, that's all they ever say. I'm telling you, like the shooter in Vegas, terrorist, but you don't say that. No, he says he's a killer. If you do that and you scare the crap out of people, you put fear into people, you are a terrorist, no matter what you are. So the dude killed himself by detonating one of his own bombs while sitting in his car. I feel bad for all the victims and the people that are hurt, all the people that were scared, and the first responders. Cool thing going on in Austin, a lot of local restaurants down there now for the from South by Southwest Festival that was going on before to this. The responders have been so busy, like working double shifts all the time because there's been a lot going on.
Right.
They're giving them a lot of them free food. That's really cool.
That's good.
It's a little thing, but they're helping out right there. Tonight, I know, Alex, you're staying up late. Purdue plays Texas Tech in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, tonight at 9:57, they're in the Sweet 16. Hopefully, they can make it to the Elite Eight. Sorry to bring you down for a second right here, but it's just been a sad week for Toys R Us, guys. Toys R Us founder Charles Larza is dead at the age of 94. He died yesterday morning.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Good grief, this is depressing.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with.
He started the company in 1948 when he was 25 and remained CEO until 1994. The news comes as the company planned to liquidate its inventory and close all of its stores in the U.S.
Yeah, his little heart couldn't take it.
It was supposed to start yesterday, but postponed, obviously, because he died. The sales are now expected to start today.
I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Wow.
You guys this ever is some emo type ish right here?
So sad. Yeah, sad. Somebody on black eyeliner crying in the corner.
No kidding.
Toys R Us.
Jeffrey the giraffe just painted his hooves black.
Yeah, good for him though. It's a sad moment. You guys ever get bumped from a flight or asked, "Hey, will you skip this flight? We'll hook you up with some kind of a voucher or something."
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh, have you taken it?
Yeah, they gave me a free flight.
Oh, so that's not bad. Okay, what's it like, $200 value or something like that?
Whatever the flight was.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, United, have we talked about them lately? I think we have.
So much.
United bumped a passenger, and this person scored a $10,000 voucher. This is
insane.
Oh,
well, if that's what's going on, then yeah. Please move me.
On to the next flight.
I'll never fly again. Yeah, a United Airlines passenger bumped from a flight, walked away with a travel voucher worth 10 grand. Allison began tweeting Thursday morning from Washington Dulles International Airport after United oversold the flight and asked the lowest fare passenger to deboard. Her tweet storm went crazy. She said, "United is offering $1,000 in travel credit for an oversold flight. If nobody bites, they'll kick off the lowest fare passenger by pulling them out of the boarding line for a flight. They oversold. Unreal. She also posted a photo on of the voucher on Twitter with the comment, "This is how badly United didn't want to give me cash." She added, "I also got a $10. I got two $10 meal vouchers. I'm going to go insane at Pizza Hut now." United raised its payment cap to $10,000 last year after a passenger was literally dragged off the flight.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would do that. Even if you did it for double the thing, I would totally sit out a flight.
If you're dragged, I'm going to want a lot more than even 10,000.
What would you like, 11,000?
Kill your dog, you got to get more money too.
Yeah,
what, 12,000? 12,000 for that?
Tell you can't wear leggings, I'm also going to need some money.
That's another $20,000.
Well, to be fair, not everybody should be wearing leggings right there. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.